The name of my sermon this morning is Clothe Yourself in Jesus and Put on Love. I just want to give you a little bit of background. This is not part of the sermon. This is totally anecdotal. But I have a window washing business in Northern Virginia. I've had it for 16 years. And for the first 7 years, I washed every window, climbed up every ladder, and I put on a shirt with the name of my business on every morning before I went out to wash windows. For 7 years, 6 days a week, I put on that same shirt. Not same shirt, but you know what I mean. I did it because the shirt told me that I was serving my customers. And almost every Sunday that I've preached here at Royal Oak, I put on a clerical collar because this reminds me that I am serving you, the people of God. I usually get that reaction after my sermon. So I was putting on my window washing shirt. I put on a clerical collar. The clothes that I wear remind me and transform me and tell me that I am a servant of this community. And so that's my background. And again, my name of my sermon is Clothe Yourselves in Jesus and Put on Love. So, Royal Oak, beloved worshiping community, we have successfully navigated through an impossible pandemic with many new ministries and discoveries of how God is working in our lives. We have accomplished so much in the last 15 months. And yet, in this new pandemic diminishing world, we are just getting started. And you are part of that this morning. We are getting started with new ministries, renewed fellowship, and new connections. And these are all ahead of us, including the ministry of enclosed cognition. So, in all of this change and new creations, what will you be wearing? Dear God, please come into my mind and heart this morning. Let the words of my mouth speak to this, your beloved worshiping community, here in our sanctuary, online, and please lift them up in service and love and spirit to all the people in their lives. Amen. So our scripture tells us over and over again that we have clothed ourselves with Jesus. In other words, we put on Jesus. And back at the time of Jesus, when a rabbi would provide a blessing to a couple or an individual or a family, they walked away from that blessing with the idea that they had put on the blessing. They had put on that prayer. And so, clothe yourself in Jesus and put on love. First of all, this emphasizes our union with Jesus. In Galatians 3, 26 and 27, Paul says, "In Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you were baptized into Christ, you have put on Christ." And not only are we in union with Jesus, but putting on Jesus transforms us and transforms our relationship with Jesus. In Colossians 3, verses 12 and 14, as we read this morning, put on the characteristics that are a reflection of Jesus. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, and forgiveness. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them together in perfect unity. So, clothe yourselves in Jesus and put on love. Sounds good. But how do we do this in our daily lives? Well, consider this. Every day we get out of bed and we choose what clothes to wear. So every day we have an opportunity to choose to put on the clothes of Jesus. Each time we choose compassion, we are putting on the compassion of Jesus. Each time we choose kindness, we put on the kindness of Jesus. Each time we choose humility, we put on the humility of Jesus. Each time we choose gentleness, we put on the gentleness of Jesus. Each time we choose patience, we put on the patience of Jesus. Each time we choose forgiveness, we put on the forgiveness of Jesus. And over all of this, each time we choose love, we are putting on overall the love of Jesus. So clothe yourselves with Jesus and put on love is possible. It is possible in our daily lives, and it transforms us and empowers us. This is true in Scripture. But as I like to do, I like to look at science. And I like to see the way science and Scripture can blend together and speak and resonate amongst themselves. And so in the world of science, there is something called enclosed cognition. Now, 10 years ago, cognitive psychologist Hajo Adams and Adam Galinsky, they examined psychological and performance-related effects that wearing specific clothing has on the person wearing it. Do the clothes you wear make a difference? And they said, yes, they do. And this is called enclosed cognition. So let me tell you about two experiments. In the first experiment, volunteers were randomly chosen to go into a room and either put on a white doctor's coat or just wear the clothes you came in with. And so you had the coat volunteers and the regular clothes volunteers, and then they were given a series of tests, testing for selective attention. And they were asked to notice incongruities. The volunteers that put on the doctor's coats noticed half as many more incongruities as the people that were just wearing street clothes. Enclosed cognition. And then in the second experiment, volunteers came in and they came up to a table and there were two coats on the table, exactly the same. And one coat was labeled doctor coat and the other coat was labeled painter coat. And half the volunteers put on the doctor coat. Half the volunteers put on the painter coat. They looked exactly the same. But then when they gave those volunteers a series of tests looking for sustained attention, the volunteers that put on the doctor's coat had more sustained attention. Same coat. Enclosed cognition. And so Dr. Galinsky, one of the scientists, wrote these words. I love these words. The clothes we wear invade our body and brain. Invade our body and brain, putting us into a different psychological state. And so clothing ourselves in Jesus and putting on love improves us and transforms us with the enclosed cognition of Jesus. And in Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 13, verse 14, Paul tells us to clothe yourselves in the Lord Jesus Christ. So I want to give thanks to Reverend Stan Mask. He kind of inspired this little experiment in our imaginations. But let's talk about this enclosed cognition in our daily lives. So I'd like you to do a thought experiment with me. What do you put on the first thing every day when you get out of bed? Most people put on their underwear. Or as my mother said, foundation garment. Okay. So when Paul talks about Okay, we can put the first slide up. Oh, I'm sorry, I should have given you some warning. Compassion and humility. Compassion and humility are our underwear or foundation garments. You see, compassion and humility express how we feel about ourselves and about other people. Like now, we want to be compassionate towards that child, which is great. Compassion helps us feel with other people and not just about ourselves. And humility takes the focus off ourselves and puts it on other people. So compassion and humility are the way we get dressed in Jesus as a foundation garments. Without compassion and humility, you know this, our relationships become self-centered, they become toxic, and they just don't work. Next, Paul calls us to put on the basic work clothes of the Christian life, kindness and gentleness. These are our work clothes, our work boots, our work jeans, our work shirt. If you saw me Monday through Saturday, you would see me wearing gray nylon pants. These are travel pants. They have four hidden zipper pockets, and I have worn them almost every day for 10 years. These are the things I put on to work in. And here we have kindness and compassion. Kindness means being courteous and considerate. Kindness opens doors and opens hearts. Something we need to do every day in interacting with each other. And please, please put on gentleness. Now, we don't think often of putting on gentleness, but all of us are more fragile physically, mentally, and emotionally than we care to admit. And I'm saying this as someone who is about to have their third eye operation and is scared. Putting on gentleness tells others that we will be careful, C-A-R-E-F-U-L-L, with them. Kindness and gentleness, these are our everyday work clothes. So clothe yourselves in Jesus and put on love. But putting on Jesus also has an overall theme. You know, like the way we like to be color coordinated. Patience and forgiveness. Forgiveness helps us to always go forwards in our relationship. Now you think about this. Without forgiveness and wearing forgiveness, we get stuck. We get stuck in relationships because we just don't want to let go of that thing somebody did, and we're never going to forget it. We get stuck. Forgiveness helps us to always go forward. I think of forgiveness as like a pair of pants with a stretchy waistband. You know what I'm saying? The more stretchy it is, the more it releases, the better we feel, especially after the hamburgers, hot dogs, and ice cream this afternoon. Okay, so forgiveness reminds us to release forgiveness as Jesus released forgiveness. And lastly, when I'm getting dressed, I put on my shoes and I think of patience. Think of patience as your oldest, most comfortable pair of shoes. You know those shoes that you love, even though they got holes in them? Patience means we take care to go slowly. And if we're going slowly, then we are receiving slowly. It means we are giving ourselves and the people around us grace and space to be who they are. I pray every day that I can provide grace and space for everybody I interact with so you and they can be who God has called them to be. Patience allows us to savor, to appreciate, and to love. And so clothe yourself in Jesus and put on love brings us to the final article of clothing, love. And Paul talks about this: over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them together. It's a Royal Oak, beloved, worshiping community. We are putting on a new renewal time in the life of this church. And we are being empowered when we put on the characteristics of Jesus. As Dr. Galinsky said about enclothed cognition, the clothes we wear invade our body and our brain. And so when we get dressed every day and put on Jesus, when we put on what Paul mentioned in our gospel, kindness, compassion, humility, patience, forgiveness, gentleness, and love, we can change this world in so many ways. We can actually bring God into this world by our actions, because we have enclosed ourselves with Jesus. And we can I don't have an ending to that sentence. You are going to provide the ending to that sentence. Because when you clothe yourselves in Jesus and put on love, imagine what you can do. So, Royal Oak, beloved, worshiping community, what will you be wearing this summer? And we ask all this, we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.